Well, that was Rationale with Deliverance on Vectis Radio. And so, moving on to the next piece of interesting news. This one almost made me laugh out loud when I read the title. So, it's Idaho State University is facing a fine after losing weapons-grade plutonium.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a sentence that is both funny and disturbing.
Absolutely.
It's very disturbing, isn't it?
It is very disturbing.
It wasn't a lot, was it?
No, it wasn't. So the university managed to misplace 1 gram, which is worth £6,280, of this dangerous substance. And the U.S.
Regulatory Commission.
The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission say that the amount of material lost is not enough to make a nuclear weapon,
but they still lost it.
But yeah. I wonder why they had it in the first place. Do you think that there was some educational
I assume they would be doing some research,
justification.
Yeah.
And is it dangerous?
It's only a gram.
But is it dangerous to the wider population?
I hope not.
Well, I presume it's enough to probably poison and kill somebody.
But how would you do that with
you
it?
You put it in the sushi. Well, that's happened before.
Would anybody like some nuclear sushi? Anyway?
No, with polonium in the sushi of Litvinenko.
I didn't know that was in sushi. That's why I didn't get that.
At universities, everyone loses a gram down the back of the sofa, don't they? I mean, it's a perilous state of affairs.
It is.
Yeah.
I suspect
it could just be rank negligence in that they didn't weigh it properly in the first place.
Oh, yeah. So they haven't actually lost it.
Yeah, it could be the auditors were sent
they find it underneath a clipboard.
I suspect they lost it in the first place.
Well, you think there's just a mathematical error.
You'd keep something of this kind of significance in a really secure location, like locks, padlocks,
Absolutely.
Secure lead lined box.
Absolutely.
How do you lose a gram of a nuclear?
Well, that's why I don't think it's actually been lost. This is a panel theory. I'm afraid I have not
put
been
your foil hats on. Everyone.
I have necessity to audit them.
This is not verified.
No, well, at least you can't make a nuclear bomb out of it.
That's when I read the headline. I was like, oh no, somebody could be making nuclear weapons out of this.
But I think the good news is that if people want to go for the nuclear option, all they have to do is tune in to the next 2 hours because. Chris Sullivan.
Is he dancing still?
I don't think he is dancing at this point.
I can't bring myself to look.
I'll tell you why he isn't dancing. It's because Mrs. Sullivan is out there as well.
Keeping an eye on him.
Just making sure that he's not playing silly tracks like Lily the Pink or something like that.
Tut, tut, tut.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the thing about that. Now, is that the end?
I think it's the end.
That's sad, isn't it?
It's time to draw the final curtain.
It is 3:03. We'll all be back next week.
Yes.
Yep, look forward to seeing you then.
We've got some Hosier Parch with Paper Planes to take you up to the news, and then Chris Sullivan will be in the hot seat for the Tea Time Show.